This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here comes WCW. Here comes Monday Night Nitro, right? To the direct competitor to Monday Night Raw. Mm-hmm. And they're based in Atlanta, and they're with Ted Turner, and they're doing it a little differently. They're pushing the envelope just a little bit more, right? You know, maybe you've got a little boilerplate. And so what happens? Well, then they start doing well in the ratings. And you know what else happens? They start coming, getting your disgruntled, you know, roster members. And so guess what? Scott Hall goes over. Riz Ramon. Hulk Hogan goes over. Kevin Nash goes over. Mm. All your best talent. Sting goes over. You know, and then it becomes a real war, right? And WWF's looking. They got their wiener in their hands. Like, what happened? You know, what went wrong? And I think that's kind of where we are right now with LIV and the PGA Tour. You know, the PGA Tour is the legacy. They're the establishment. They set the standard for as many years as they've been doing it. Right. That's where everybody wants to play until now. So, question I have for you is, whatever Tiger Woods is trying to accomplish with these top golfers, trying to get everybody on the same page, how you can make the PGA Tour the best product in golf. Is he going to be able to accomplish that in the meeting on Tuesday afternoon?
Well, hopefully he's got a check with him on behalf of the PGA, because that's what it's going to be about ultimately, is money. Yes. That's what all the decision to go to LIV, we both know. It comes down to $100 million and $200 million offers that most of us as regular citizens could not turn down.
That's right.
In this case, you've got rich golfers already rich, and they can't turn it down. And so for Tiger Woods to be the sort of you're reaching out to him as the bat signal here. Man, go pull off the Will Zalatorises. Go talk to them and tell them how important it is to stay with the PGA Tour, right? We need you. And you know what most of his reasoning on this is based out of? That these golfers, Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, turned their back on what put them in position to take that offer. And he's right.
Yep.
But that's thin. That doesn't offset the $100 to $200 million offers. Again, you're getting me, yeah. I built it off PGA. Built my resume to a point that I can get that offer, but you're saying don't turn my back on it. And I've got when I turn my back, I'm turning it to this $100 and $200 million that could change the life of my families and their families and everything else. Like, that's a tough ask. In the end, the only thing that's gonna, rather than trying to, you know, pull at their heartstrings or appeal to their loyalties,
yep,
it's going to come down to money.
Yep,
the PGA Tour is going to have to ante up. It's going to have to come down to a settlement with LIV that says, look, we'll share these guys for the time being or whatever it is, but get off your high horse, because you're literally losing guys by the day here. Cam Smith going to be the next, right? And again, you're fighting a battle against money, and you're trying to do it with loyalty and heart, right? Or, oh, you guys are doing that's not going to work. The bottom line is going to be the money that you can offer, increase purses on the PGA Tour, and probably, like you said, in the time being, going to have to share these guys,
yep,
right, for as long as these offers with LIV stand. Because that's kind of, you know, these golfers aren't turning that kind of money down. So, again, this is a lot of pressure on Tiger to go out there and pull at these guys' heartstrings and says, stay loyal to what got us all here. But in the end, again, when you've got that money coming at you, it's going to be hard to stick to your quote-unquote loyalties to the PGA Tour.
No, you're right. And by the way, like, I respect what Tiger is doing, because I think Tiger looks at the PGA Tour like we were talking about earlier. The Rock looks at wrestling. It gave him his life. It gave him everything he had. I mean, of course, it was you. It was your talent that ultimately unlocked that. But yeah, that was the platform. But like, what does Tiger like think is, you know? We're talking dollars and cents here. That's it. That's the only thing that matters.
But see, for him, it's not necessarily life-changing money because he's already worth a billion.
That's exactly right.
For these other guys like Zalatoris, who was what, at $6 million before he won the tournament here.
Yep.
Like this is life-changing money. For Cam Smith, same thing. It's life-changing money that they haven't earned yet. You've already gotten yours, so it's very easy to say stick to your loyalties.
Yep.
Again, these guys want to be in the position you're at, where $100 and $200 million is a drop in the bucket. And here's a guaranteed $100 to $200 million Liv. They don't even have to finish first, bro. Like, now what you've read, though, is some of it offsets. You're getting this money now, so when you win a Liv tournament, it's going to count against the money we've already paid you. But frankly, who's not going to take guaranteed money that you don't even have to win win a tournament to get?
And I think to expect them to do that is a little ridiculous.
Correct.
Yeah, if we're being honest.
Get out of your dream state, PGA,
right,
and really come up with an answer to what's happening. Because right now, that's what I'm saying. You're basing on loyalties and guys bad-mouthing others in the media. That hadn't stopped this train of guys from leaving. Now you're asking Tiger Woods to go do it. His voice ain't going to matter either if he doesn't have a check behind it.
Yep.
In the end, that's what it's about. So PGA, to me, it's just they're not getting serious here about what the real answer is going to be, which is going to have to be a settlement with Liv in terms of trying to keep the Dustin Johnsons. You want those guys in your tournament.
No, you do.
So you're going to have to figure out a way to, you know, for both to play here in the sandbox.
Yep, I think you're right. I think that's where that ends up.
You want to share the toys.
Yeah, there's enough to go around, man. I mean, why should the PGA Tour have a monopoly? Right? I mean, what gives them the God-given right to just have the only thing smoking in golf? I don't think there is one, you know? That's totally, I think, within the state of play to, you know, have another organization try to start something and pay what they want to pay. I mean, I think there's a really good chance that they look back in 5 years and say, good God, you know, even as much money as the Saudis have, man, that was a bad investment. Right? Because I just don't think they're going to get the eyeballs. I don't think they're going to get the, the rake back, so to speak, right? I just don't think that's going to come back to them in droves like that. But, I mean, they're within their rights to give it a shot, you know, and to start it. And so I don't begrudge them that whatsoever. But Tiger Woods is going to try to meet with everybody and get everybody on the same page. We'll see. I mean, if anybody can do it, it is him. It is Tiger.
Oh, they'll all tell him to his face, yeah.
Right.
And then when Greg Norman calls on the other line and says, hey, I got a hot $150 million for you. You want to come over? I'm like, yeah.
I'll be on the next flight to the UAE, bro. I'll be on the next one. So, yeah, anyway, that's the latest in professional golf. Trista Crick's going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to her about the Grizzlies being all over TV. Isn't that great? Isn't that such a great thing? All that and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM. Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah. What if I told you that LeBron James' son was going to play for Penny Hardaway? What if I told you that?
I'd say, still a slim chance.
Let me put it to you like this.
I wanted to tell you, tell me some more. Tell me some more.
This is a bit on TikTok, but I'm going to bring it to you. LeBron James' son, Bronny, committing to Memphis or Black History Month?
Oh, Black History Month.
Really? What about LeBron's son committing to Memphis, though?
For 1 year. James Wiseman's a better player.
But Black History Month's only 1 month.
But it's still very important to have.
But so is LeBron James' son at Memphis.
Not that important. Nope. Can do without him. I promise you can. So, Black History Month, John.
All right, well, I guess that's it for that.
Yeah.
That's it for the segment. There's no need to continue.
No, what's interesting is that there are some who believe there really is a tie.
Damn. Some people wouldn't even say a tie, bro. You know, if we're being honest. Some wouldn't even say, like, you know, some people would just say, oh, for sure, Bronny's son going to Memphis, you know. But that's a different conversation for a different day.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the reason why we're bringing this up is because LeBron James' son is being recruited by a host of schools. I think Joe Tipton put out a graphic of 5 schools that were recruiting Bronny, and none of them included Memphis. Then Joe Tipton came back today and said in an update that there 2 of the schools are not actually recruiting him, and that he's heard there's actually another Nike school that is involved. And Jeff Goodman comes underneath the graphic and says he has heard Memphis. He has heard Memphis, or that he guessed Memphis. I would guess Memphis, I think, is the way he put it. So, look, we've talked about Bronny before on the show. He's gotten better over the last couple of years. I don't know where he's ranked now. I'm assuming he's in the top 50 in most places.
He's 49 at 247.
Yeah.
That's their ranking. In the composite, he's 43. Again, still listed as a 4-star prospect, not a 5-star.
Yeah. So, you know, again, he's a supremely talented player, comes from, you know, I mean, one of the greatest of all time. He's the son of one of the greatest of all time. You know, and then, like, I just feel like on top of what he would bring you on the court, I mean, there just is something to be said for adding the son of LeBron James to your program.
So the schools that are that On3 did the actual image for were put out by B and Cardi. UCLA, Ohio State, Michigan, Oregon, and Southern Cal. Aren't those 5 schools that he's
those
got the jersey
ones,
on
yeah.
now? So what On3 did then was go behind that.
Gotcha.
And in the case of Michigan, they're saying doesn't appear that Michigan's actively recruiting him. So they tried to go back through and see the schools that are, and in doing so said, hey, Memphis is on there as well. No, they got Memphis as well. Michigan, according to On3, does not appear Michigan is actively recruiting him. Ohio State obviously is, which makes a lot of sense considering where LeBron is from. They are actively recruiting, according to them. Oregon is also actively recruiting Bronny. The two parties have been in contact.
Makes sense.
And then USC is actively recruiting James, especially considering the fact that he's out in California right now. As far as UCLA, it does not appear they're actively recruiting James, according to On3. Again, those were the 5 schools listed by B and Cardi last week. It was the first anybody had really done in terms of who's on Bronny, because remember, Bronny doesn't do interviews. And so, again, getting firm information on who's after him or not had been tough. B and Cardi starts it with a list that's got 5 schools in it. Clearly, we just went through them. Now On3 picks up from there, eliminates a couple of them, but is obviously adding, you know, Memphis in. We'd assume that Duke is not recruiting him.
Yeah, I mean, Duke hasn't been mentioned, which kind of surprised me.
They're not in the On3 article. They're not in the B and Cardi list.
That's kind of where I just assumed he was going to go. We talked about this, you know, earlier in the year.
Didn't LeBron say that's where he would have went?
Yes.
Yeah, right. But again, that's K.
But, like, I feel like LeBron has had, like, a million of different answers.
Did he say Ohio State at one point?
Yeah, like, I feel like he has said probably.
I thought it was always Duke and K.
Well, Jalen Green did this too, right? Jalen Green did, like, oh, I would have went to Memphis, and then I would have gone to Auburn. I would have gone to, you know, a third school if I didn't go to the G League Ignite. So, you know, it could be. That doesn't matter. What matters is, like, does Memphis actually have a chance to get Bronny? I would guess not. I mean, I would guess probably not. Like, don't you think he's going to go? If he's going to go to college, he's probably going to go to Ohio State. Like, wouldn't that be your guess? I mean, he's from there. I mean,
I suppose, you know, LeBron resigns in L.A. Maybe you want him close, and he's at USC. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Not so again. That's assuming that's saying. Well, what if LeBron decides to re-up with L.A.? I've always thought, okay, you're going to play out this last year, and then you're going to hit free agency. Who knows? But I don't think it's any given that he'd go to Ohio State over USC or whoever else is on the list by the time. I wonder almost if if it's more likely he doesn't go to college. That, again, LeBron controls the brand.
Right.
Because in many ways you're giving up some control when you give him to a college coach. What happens the first time he doesn't play 25 minutes? Mm-hmm. You know, is he transferring at that point? You don't have to deal with it. If you just go G League or Overtime Elite or whatever the heck it is, you've got more control there. So rather than picking which college would be the favorite, and you figure Penny Hardaway with his relationship with LeBron would be in there, I would think the more likelihood is right now that you're gonna stay in some sort of professional mode and not go college so that LeBron and Savannah have more control.
Jason, don't you think these high-level coaches and teams should stay away from Bronny?
It's a lot. It's a lot that you're asking.
You follow
and again,
me?
You have 12 other guys you got to be worried about. And that's the question I was asking y'all last week.
Yeah.
Is Bronny good enough to be that?
Screw around with the mess so that comes that? With
right.
that.
Is it worth it, to John's point? You can have a great program without Bronny James.
Right.
That's the point here. Mm-hmm. You don't have to break your back to get him and still have a successful program that's advancing to the second week of the NCAA tournament. So for Memphis, that's the question you have to ask yourself, is it worth it? My guess here is that because of the relationship with LeBron, because when Penny calls, it's important, right, considering the brand he is, because of the Nike relationships, that it's really low risk here. Penny can call, put his foot in the water, said, man, we'd love to have him, sort of gauge whether or not this kid's going to go to college, whatever he's feeling, whatever Bron says, see, you know, is he going professional or not? Then you can sort of determine from that how much actual effort you put into the recruiting of him. I think that, you know, Penny can get, I would think, a genuine answer out of LeBron on this about, hey, do I go hard here and proceed, or should I lay off a little bit because y'all are thinking more pro ranks? I mean, he's the guy perfectly suited to find out the real on this.
Yep.
And so from that, again, that standpoint, it's probably very low risk for Penny to hear. Right now, say, yeah, I'm in. Yeah, I'm in. Yeah, I want him. And then you see where it goes from there based on what you're hearing from the family in terms of, are you going to college or not?
Yeah. No.
If he's going to college, absolutely. But if he's not, then you know,
I could also see where, like, I'll just use it, and it's not the same exactly. Like, it's not the same exact comparison at all, because, like, just the profiles are very different. But I'm sort of seeing it. Like, I've seen it up close. Like, Mason Miller redshirted at Creighton, you know? Like, it's been a very hands-off sort of handling there. I mean, Mike was an NBA player for 18 years, and it's not like he's, you know, he's not calling Greg McDermott every day. He's not saying what's going on with, you know, on some level, like, you know how it's done. You know what it takes to be a professional, and it's sort of on you to, and, you know, if we made that choice to go to Creighton, you know, if we make that choice to go to Ohio State or Memphis or, you know, wherever, it's on you to sort of have good habits. It's on you to, you know, be a, I'm not going to be calling, you know, checking in on, oh, is Bronny at practice today? Is he doing what he's supposed to do? Is he eating the way he's supposed to eat?
Yeah, but okay, I get where you're going with that, but that's a year where you've agreed we're going to redshirt. What's happening once minutes are divvied out? Now you're ready to play.
That's fair.
Is Mike still cool? Hey, you got to
does it
become a deal where my kid should be playing more?
Yeah.
Like, it's different once you've agreed to the redshirt. You can be a little bit more hands-off.
And also, the other part is, like, Mason's not going to have that national attention the way that,
oh my gosh,
Bronny is going to have. So every game is going to be an event.
Is Penny playing him enough? Is Penny developing him?
Yes.
Like, all the questions that would come with that, possibly to the detriment of the rest of your team chemistry. I mean, you want to talk about a comparison, it's a lot of Imani Bates.
Yep.
In terms of how highly regarded he was. Well, you've already got a team that's got a nucleus that feels like it was headed in the right direction coming off an NIT championship, but right on the brink of hopefully what was an NCAA tournament berth. They felt a certain kind of way about what they had accomplished already. And so all of a sudden you're asking, well, is Imani Bates playing point guard? No. Oh, he's running the show, and a freshman's going to play a reclassified freshman, by the way. All those upperclassmen's games going to depend on him. Remember all those questions and chemistry times 10 with Bronny James,
right?
Because you're getting that question from the net. Jeff Goodman, them going to want to know, well, how much you playing Bronny? Well, is he developing? Like, that's going to be more so than your team and everybody else. So that's why I go back to the question of, is it worth it in terms of if you're Penny Hardaway? Because again, you're talking about somebody who's not just a bona fide NBA draft pick and everything else.
Even if
he's a four-star prospect,
even if
he was improving.
Even if he was a bona fide, you know, NBA, you know, top five draft pick, you're bringing that in, and if it doesn't go that way, you know, I think it works the same way. You know, when you're bringing in the son of LeBron James, whether you're a top 50 kid or a top 10 kid, there is an expectation of, I mean, it'd be different if he was a top 5 kid, but there's still an expectation that you get that kid to the league as a first rounder, right? And if it doesn't happen, like, you know, that's just, like, do you piss off, like, LeBron? Do you run that risk? You
know? I'm saying it's hard to guarantee as any coach. I don't care if it's whoever else, other coach on that list.
Yeah.
Guaranteed you're going to take the number 43 prospect right now and make him a first rounder?
Yeah.
That's you'd be making a tough promise there in terms of trying to keep it.
Yeah.
That you're going to make him a first, if that's the expectation. Oh, that might be another reason to stay out. I don't know if he ever becomes a first rounder.
Let's ask Trista about this, because I think there's a reason why you're seeing his list. You know, his list is what it is. And it's not because of his ability. I think it's because of exactly what we're talking about, the pressure that comes with coaching LeBron James' kid. Nobody necessarily wants that. It's tough.
So, right now, Juwan Howard don't want it.
Yeah. So we'll talk to Trista about that and more when we come back. Jason and John, 92.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
On FM, ESPN.
All right. Always new women got to keep a balance.
Trista Crick is MC Fate. Y'all know that. MC Fate joins us every single Tuesday here on the show. Catch her on BetMGM tonight, the Fan on weekends. We got a lot to get to, but first, Fate, I got to ask you, if you ran a college basketball program, and it was a good one, you know, like think Memphis, you know, Duke, Kansas, Kentucky, Carolina, Ohio State, etc., would you put in a call and would you spend time recruiting Bronny James?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, it's just that, I mean, it's just that easy.
Yeah, because you're trying to make money. Ultimately, it doesn't really matter what the program, as I said, the program does. It matters how many bucks you put in the seats. My guys, we are in the business of basketball, and the Bronny James business is booming. We got Skip Bayless talking about Bronny James is now a topic of every show's discussion. Priority number one is LeBron James. Priority two is Bronny James. Priority three is Bryce James. I would probably recruit them both, actually, Bryce and Bronny.
Well, I don't disagree with you. There's no, and there's really nothing to disagree about. I mean, you're right. Business is booming for Bronny James, but business only booms as long as you're like playing well. And he's in high school right now. So what happens if he gets to college and he's LiAngelo Ball as opposed to Lonzo or LaMelo?
Then he becomes a G League two-way sensation, and an NBA team takes a shot on him because they know they get LeBron James. It's just a long game. I think you just have to say, you know, ultimately, LiAngelo was still, you know, a real deal college player until he got caught stealing sunglasses in China and got locked up. He was still on the team. So I think even him on the team makes that basketball program something that's enticing, and maybe he gets, you know, six man minutes. Maybe it's second or third man off the bench. Maybe he's doing all the little things, but you know that LeBron's going to show up for his games. I think actually that there's a real shot he ends up, if the NBA lowers their age to 18 to go to the NBA, that his senior year he'll just go to the G League, like G League Ignite, and then from G League Ignite go directly to the NBA, and that will coincide with LeBron's first year in free agency. He can just go wherever Bronny is.
Will be interesting to see which way he decides, and whether guys like Penny Hardaway go after him or not, or determine, you know what, it's not worth it, he's going to go the professional route. I'm very curious to see. Let me ask you this, Trista. On Christmas Day, will you be watching one of these five games, Grizzlies, Warriors, whichever one it is that the NBA is going to put out there? Or, and be honest with you, you're going to be watching Green Bay or the Rams or Tampa Bay out of the NFL. There's a lot to watch on Christmas Day, and I'm curious what you'll be glued to.
Guys, come on. You already know where my allegiance is.
You're gold-blooded. You're gold-blooded. You're a Warriors
fan.
I'm
gold-blooded. No, I rock for the Grizz. Guys, I have already taken the week of Christmas off. Maybe I'll be in the Bay, the Yay area, doing the gritty with Jaw. I am down. I'm going to hopefully be at that game as long as I can swing it.
Yeah, well, I mean, isn't it more of a show of support for the Grizz if you come to a Grizzlies game in Memphis, though? Because you're going to a Warriors game.
They're going to hate her there, though. That's one thing about it. She'll be representing.
You guys know what it is.
Yeah.
They look at me so foul when I walk into their games. Even at Summer League, I sat down on the baseline next to a bunch of Warriors assistants and people on the team side. And I have a friend of a friend who works for the G League of the Santa Cruz Warriors. I give him a big hug. All the Warriors assistants are looking at me and him like we have five eyes, like you're hugging the enemy. He's like, let's go over here and talk. So, no, they know. They definitely know. And I would definitely be getting side eyes in that building in Grizz. Even though I'm gold-blooded,
yeah.
You know where it is, what time it is. And I thought, actually, it might be in Memphis, and I was getting really excited, and then I thought it was in the Bay.
Yeah.
Next year, it'll be in Memphis.
That's the hope.
They tell us. Memphis will get a Christmas Day game. Because the point we made is, like, you know, Ja is Black Jesus. So he has to have a Christmas Day game every year moving forward. You know, you can't not have Black Jesus on Christmas Day.
It's fair, and it's fact, and that would be great for the city of Memphis.
Yeah, like, I think that day that he needs to have just Jesus on the back of his jersey. I mean, I think he needs an exemption for that. No,
it just needs to be Christ.
You're right.
It needs to be Christ just on the back.
That's exactly right. Isn't that another word for God, Jah?
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I
want to say some, like, I don't know which. You know, I don't want to get in trouble here, but I think it's we could stretch that. You know, there's a way.
Yes. No. Jah.
Yeah.
Sun
in
God.
Hebrew is the four letters that form the personal name of God.
Bang.
Yahweh.
Yahweh. Bang. Bang.
Yahweh. That way. Yahweh.
It's written. It's destiny, man. It truly is. We set the over under on the show earlier for national TV games for the Grizzlies. At 12.5. It was 7 last year. I think maybe it got to 8 because they flexed him in Would you take the under the over on 12.5? Now, we're not talking NBA TV. We're talking NBA. We're talking about TNT, ESPN.
I think it's over. I think it's over.
That's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot of national television games now. That's a huge inquiry. That's like double.
Yeah, but I think people kind of know that he moves the needle. And I said this to you guys before, and I said this to Uncle Dennis as well. I said to just the crew, like, I think Ja is probably, not even probably, I would stamp my name and say that Ja Morant is the most exciting player to watch in the NBA on any given day in the regular season or postseason. Like, I love Dame a lot, but on a random Tuesday in January, you have a low degree of confidence that there's going to be some wild stuff that goes on with Dame. Ja does so many crazy, sort of spectacular things that even just on a Tuesday or on a Wednesday against not even a team that you care about, he does things that make your jaw drop. No pun intended.
Oh, I'm with you completely. And I think it's the most attractive game on the slate. Another young guy, or a couple of young guys, DeJounte Murray, we saw him and Paolo Banchero get into it. I don't know if you saw it, Trista, or not, but it looked like DeJounte went out of his way that, look, I'm going to try to school this young kid on being humble again. Like, I remember him when he was sleeping on my couch asking me to rebound for him, and now he's trying to big-time me being number one. What do you think of the beef? And is it DeJounte's place to sort of humble a guy like Paolo? John's real high on Paolo, as you know, represented by Mike Miller.
These Seattle kids, man, we Pacific Northwest folk, we don't get enough friction where, you know, we get out in the real world and we start popping off, and then all of a sudden things get too spicy. And DeJounte and Paolo both being from Seattle, it's just a rough look for the town. It's just a rough look for the Pacific Northwest and a rough look for those two to go at it, too, and to take it to the Instagram streets.
Yep.
I like Paolo a lot. Can't wait to interview him on the podcast. I know that Orlando is looking forward to that as well. I'm sure it's going to happen sometime this season. Maybe John can help facilitate it. We don't know. But it would be one hell of an interview. All I'll say is
I think we know. I think we certainly do know. You know, I mean, I think we know if that can be facilitated. It's funny. Like, I did hear, by the way, I heard like DeJounte was like a gangbanger. Like, I heard that he came from that.
He was. Yeah, he was definitely someone who has been on the record about turning his life around.
Yeah.
And I think Jamal Crawford took him under his wing and helped him to be on a straight and narrow path. And
man, Paolo put him right back in the streets, man. Paolo got it out of him.
He was like Kevin Hart in the 4-year-old version.
That was a weird, but I get it though, because I'm thinking about like two guys from Memphis, you know, if they got into it like that, you would hate to see it. You would hate, you know what I mean? You would hate to see the city on city.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's bad. Come on, bad go. For the town.
Bad for the town. It's bad luck for the town. Yeah. It really is.
We were talking earlier too, Trista, about The Rock is actually shooting a season 3 of Young Rock on NBC. He's shooting it in Memphis. And you know, people here in Memphis know, like, The Rock is like, you know, everybody has like somebody that they go crazy over and like giddy over. For me, the answer is The Rock. Like, I have all of his stuff, everything. Every piece of memorabilia, I got posters, I got DVDs, I got all of his movies. Like, I'm The Rock number one fan, I think. Who are you the number one fan of?
Man. Like, if they were to come into town.
Yeah, like, yeah.
And they were to shoot a movie.
Yeah, or it could be like a. It could be an artist. It could be a, you know, an actor or an athlete.
I would be pretty excited if like J. Cole or Drake or Dr. Dre, even with all of his skeletons, came into town and they were shooting across the street from my place. I'd be pretty excited about that. You know, not to, because I'm not a huge. I don't really have a ton of fandom. LeBron obviously would be epic. Jordan would be epic. But I'm not a huge fan of people. I think that's what makes me good at what I do, is I don't get all crazy. But if Ryan Gosling was shooting something, or maybe even a Ruby Rose, my head might turn and just come and have the binoculars out and watch the movie go down.
J. Cole is one of the most boring rappers of our time. I can't believe you would bring him to this show.
He leads off our show, Trista, and this man calls him one of the most boring rappers of all time.
Dude bores me, man.
He's not boring.
He's literally our intro song.
He's like a college.
What's boring about J. Cole?
He's like a college professor.
He's a J. Cole hater, Trista.
It's like a lecture. It's like when you listen to it, it's like a college lecture. It's like, oh, God. Okay, I get what you're doing here.
Born Sinners may be one of the greatest rap albums in like the last decade.
You got to go back to A Dollar and a Dream. He ain't been interesting since A Dollar and a Dream.
John is very disappointed you didn't say Eminem, Trista.
No, I'm not.
I'm not a big Eminem fan.
And he is. And he's a stan. So he's very disappointed with your list.
Hey, quick question, Jason. Why don't you follow me on Twitter?
Oh. Ooh, wow.
And what I would tell you, since we got your co-signer here that's wowing, go check that again. And you can check my and you look at my hands there, John, and see if I'm touching anything right now.
He's putting his hands up.
Check that again, Trista, and see if I'm following you or not. And then come back at me.
When did that take place? Because I was just looking at it the other moment.
We'll put it this way. It was overdue. It was long overdue, and it needed to happen a while back.
It's okay.
You've got two number one fans of you right here.
You were on probation. You were on probation. That's what that was.
I get that. I'm an acquired taste, like truffle butter.
Yeah, Jason.
Like you have it on fries the first time, and you're like, I don't know how I feel about this.
Yep.
And then you're like, hey, can I get some truffle fries? Actually, I kind of like
it. Yeah, Jason had to really.
I'm on it.
He wanted to see what it was going to be like for a few weeks, you know. But that means y'all are locked in now.
But that's truffle butter.
But Jason will. Bond. He will unfollow though. That's fair.
Fair.
Once I'm in, I'm good. I'm loyal.
No, but you've unfollowed people that don't bring you any value anymore.
Well, Trista brings great value every week to this show. We love her.
He will drop that guillotine with no remorse.
We are 10 toes down, John.
Yeah, I love it.
10 toes down. It's a bond now. It's a brotherhood and sisterhood. We are stamping this thing in blood.
Yeah, you got it. You already know. Hey, we appreciate it every week, Trista.
Thank you so much, Trista.
Love you guys. Yep, Talk to you guys soon.
Yep, you got it. She is Trista Crick. Joins every single Tuesday here on the show.
Between you and Eva Mendez and her with Gosling, y'all got the whole...
Dang.
Y'all got the whole marriage covered.
Well...
Good job there.
That's not...
You so don't have y'all connected on that.
It is crazy, though.
But you don't connect on Eminem.
No, that's where we part. And so I think that, you know...
That was refreshing.
That would be the end of it. You know, in a different world, if I was a single man out here... That would be the end of that conversation. If you ain't down with him, we got nothing else to talk about at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I believe it.
I mean, just like you.
She really let you down with that one.
Like, let me be clear about this. If you are a person that once did a job that informed Jason, but you no longer do that job, unfollow. You know, that's just part of your...
It only happens around the spring when there's a little bit of spring cleaning going on. We get a few of them out of there that aren't necessarily in those same roles that they were. So I think everybody does that in some form or fashion.
Is there a number that you like to keep your following number under?
Not at all.
Okay, so
that's
you could
more for you,
you could I like to keep it at 400 because like there's two like at some point it's like damn it's too many people. I don't need to see all this. I don't need to follow 55 NBA writers. Right, I follow the best ones. I follow specific, you know, teams that I care about. But my good grief, I don't follow all the NFL beat writers. Do you follow any beat writers besides the Bears?
No. My guy Biggs.
Yeah, I follow like the Raiders beat writers, and like that's, you know, I mean, I get my news from them. I don't need to follow the Bills beat writer. I'll get it from, if it's big enough, I'll get it from like Schefter.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's just kind of what it is. Anyway, that doesn't make you a bad person. That just makes you somebody that's just, you know, look, you either
selective.
You provide value to me or you're out. Mm-hmm. All right? That's the way it goes. We'll come back, wrap it up here on a Tuesday. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Millie Bobby Brown, who was 11 in Stranger Things, is studying human services at Purdue University.
Okay.
Not Memphis. We didn't win. We didn't win out at Memphis. We do have a great hospitality program, Fogelman in business, you know, meme in journalism. I would have recommended any of those programs certainly at Memphis, but we did not win out for 11. Maybe we can get, like, you know.
Is she a big deal?
I mean, I think she's probably, like, if you look out into the future, you look out into your kaleidoscope, you know, she's probably, like, one of the, you know, future great actresses.
Maybe. Sometimes child stars, it doesn't translate at all, does it?
No, not always. Because it's hard to
But you got her pegged as.
I mean, I think she's probably in the conversation. Okay. Yeah, I mean, like you know.
Again, I'll defer to you. You've seen more.
Thank you.
First four episodes was so boring. I turned it off.
Yeah, is it worth watching? My kid is really into it. My wife is into it. I haven't watched any of this.
Let Connor and Sane and John tell us the best thing on television.
Really? Well, and if it's a sci-fi kind of crap, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, there's
no, I'm not disrespecting. I'm just not into it.
Four episodes. I tried.
Four.
Couldn't do it.
That seems pretty deep.
It's too slow for me. Now they said it gets better.
I won't like it then.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think you'll like it, bro.
Stranger Things is essentially the most popular thing that's ever happened to Netflix,
right? My kid loves it.
I mean, it's, you know, the launching weekend of, you know, part one of the last season, it was viewed 286.79 million hours.
Goodness.
In one weekend. I didn't think there were that many hours in a combined weekend, but
that is amazing.
A lot of eyeballs.
Allegedly are. I mean, I don't know what
were
doing.
And how many seasons? Four?
Four, and then they're breaking up the last one into two parts, you know.
I bet, trying to stretch this thing out.
Well, yeah, because as you know, like, you know, you have Vecna, and, you know, like, well, Vecna was one, and then, like, Papa, you know, Papa and Vecna, and then 11, and then like sort of 11 and 1, and just the telekinesis that, you know, that whole scene, right?
Yeah.
What is Hellfire? My kid had to get a Hellfire t-shirt.
That might be
season 4.
That might be is that a show or is that a reference?
It's part of the show, he said, and I guess it might be in season.
I think that's their club.
Is that their club?
Yeah.
Hellfire?
Like, yeah, that's like their, you know, like the. Like the
yeah, it's club shirt. Yeah, Hellfire Club.
And he liked it. He wanted that.
He thought that shirt was the most important thing he could possibly buy.
See, good, you know, a young man of good taste. But see, what I'm trying to explain though is like, so you have one, and then you have 11, right? And like they both were like created in like a, you know, like a Russian lab. But then you have the Mind Flayer that came in, and you can't forget the Mind Flayer. But the Mind Flayer is like related to the Demigorgon, right? And so like those things take various shapes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They play Dungeons and Dragons. They actually simulate it, but when they simulate it, it actually happens, you know, in the real world. Then you go to the Upside Down, which is not the real world. It's actually the Upside Down world. It's like hell, kind of, in a way.
Yeesh.
So are you kind of keeping up?
I think if you do this, then our chances of meeting The Rock are over. Because I think he would look at this and look at you saying it.
But what about the Mind Flayer?
And he would be disgusted.
What about the Mind Flayer?
That you watch that trash, but you ain't watched none of the first two episodes of Young Rock.
But what about the Mind Flayer, bro, and the Demigorgon?
It does say that this stuff is all.
I don't care.
This is all the stuff that's going to be the rage for Halloween, by the way. This Dungeons and Dragons and the Hellfire Club t-shirts and all this stuff.
Well, not for this dude. I mean, he'll come to my party as Tubby Smith again.
Is that what you went as last year?
That's what they said it was.
It was many years ago.
A few years ago now.
And
it was a mask, and they said it looked like Tubby.
Well,
it was not Tubby.
It's Tubby.
It was like the undead. It was like the undead Tubby Smith.
That's come on to my recruiting room at my house.
That's funny.
That's exactly what it was, man. It was great. It was a great job.
Yeah.
That's gonna do it for us today. Thanks to Trista Crick for joining us on the show. Thanks to Jessica Bitts for hopping on as well. Gina and Jeffrey up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic?
and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.